Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. Please give it a look. You'll find these MP3 files for your radio programs. There's Bible videos, 30 minutes in length, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, and to understand the need for Him in your life. Today, we're going to start a short series on the subject of drilling Bible basics. It is very important in every endeavor in human life to be able to understand elementary and basic principles of things that we do. That's true in the secular world. That's true of athletes who train over and over with repetition, and also in the military. They have drill exercises to learn and condition the process of becoming an effective soldier. The Christian who desires to be mature and successful needs to begin with the basic training in Bible principles and constantly drill themselves in these matters so that they can maintain their spiritual fitness to do the work that God would have us to do. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Who needs to be drilled in Bible basics? Well, young people need to be drilled, new converts, people that are young in the faith. They need to be drilled in Bible basics so they can understand the elementary principles of truth. We see in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14, that the Hebrew writer chastised some Christians who had not learned to grow the way that they should have. We would begin reading in verse 11, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by the time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And so we need to constantly be growing and making ourselves more effective in our knowledge of God's word. We need to make sure that we don't spiritually die by spiritual malnutrition. We need to turn to the Word of God, for it is the food for our soul. Read Matthew 4 and verse number 4. As a reminder to all of us who are established in the present truth, the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 1 verse 12 through 15 reminded his audience that they needed to be stirred to remembrance of the things that they knew so that they would not be forgotten. There are those who need to learn, those who need to wake up, and those who need to be reminded of fundamental, foundational, biblical principles of truth. Why we must constantly teach these Bible basics is in order that we might maintain our spiritual capacity to be mature in the faith. What is the goal of these basic Bible drilling of the Bible basics? Well, first and foremost, it is to know the Lord. Generations arise who do not know the Lord. In Judges chapter 2, the writer of Judges told us that a generation grew up that did not know God because their parents had not taught them the truths concerning the will of God and the past lessons that they could have learned. Such ones lack a basic knowledge about God and His will, according to Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, because it was not presented to them on a daily basis. A lack of knowledge can result for my lack of teaching. Let me read you something from the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1 through 5. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus saith the Lord God to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should you not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed up those who are sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what is driven away, nor sought that which was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled over them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. You see, there was a lack of teaching. They failed to instruct, and they failed to guide and to reintroduce the truth and the basic of God's word. Therefore, they became prey to the wolf. A lack of knowledge can result from rejecting God's word. In Nehemiah chapter 9, he told the exiles who came out of Babylonian captivity that they had failed to remember the law of God and to keep it even while in captivity. In Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea wrote that God's people were destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because knowledge was not available, but because they did not avail themselves to the opportunities of learning that knowledge and applying it in their lives. Knowing the Lord is knowing the things revealed from the Lord. In John chapter 5, Jesus challenged those who were opposing him while he was on earth. He challenged them to search the scriptures to see whether these things were so. In John 5 and verse number 39, we also need to understand that the things that were revealed in the scriptures were revealed by the Holy Spirit for what purpose? Was to reveal the mind of God. Read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 14. And so the first reason that we need to be drilled in Bible basics and God's truth is so that we can come to know the Lord. Second of all, we need so we can obey the Lord. If one truly knows the Lord, then he will obey the Lord. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father that is in heaven. When one has learned Christ, he will put on the new man in righteousness and truth and holiness, according to Ephesians 4, verse 17 through 24. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, we're told to seek things that are above and not the things on the earth. And so we grow in Bible basics in order to know the Lord, to obey the Lord, and number three, it is to avoid error. Mature knowledge of Christ protects us from the trickery of men and their cunning craftiness. We can read that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. We are forewarned, and being forewarned means to be forearmed. Let's read a passage of Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse number 14. The Scripture says, Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blemish, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Excuse me. So is also in all of our epistles, speaking to them these things, in which some things are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction as they do the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him be glory both now and forever. And so you see, we need to grow. We need to understand that if we don't grow, if we don't have the proper knowledge of God, then what's going to happen is that we could be led into error that would lead to apostasy, that would cause us to drift away from God. And so the first thing you have to do is have a foundation to build upon. The foundation to build upon is the fundamental principles that can be found in the Word of God. And we need to be busy on building on that foundation and adding to that knowledge so that we can be grounded in those rudiment, fundamental, elementary principles so we won't be led into error. And so the goals in this drilling of Bible basics is for us to know the Lord, to obey the Lord, and to avoid error. And a constant repetitious study of God's will increase our knowledge. Now, what kind of basic principles are we going to talk about in this series of lessons? Well, next week we're going to talk about the kingdom of God. We're going to talk about God's sovereign rule in his kingdom. And then we're going to talk about truth. We're going to talk about truth, absolute and complete truth. And then we want to look at its authority. We want to know how it's established, and we want to know how to apply it. And then we're going to look at covenants, and we're going to look at our relationship that we were to have with Christ Jesus. And then we want to look at salvation, the promise of grace, faith, and obedience, and the role all of them play in our salvation in Christ. And then we want to look at the church. We want to look at it in prophecy. We want to look at the establishment of the church, the nature of the church, and what is the work of the church. And then we want to talk about worship and fellowship. How do we worship God? And how can we have spiritual fellowship with God? And what does it mean to worship in spirit and in truth? And how do we have a continuing, abiding fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And lastly, we're going to look at how to live soberly, righteous, and godly in this world to be an example and influence for good when we follow the teachings of Christ. We can read that in the scriptures in walking that way in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And we're going to expand on that to show how that is accomplished. The righteous man is to glory in his understanding and his knowing of God's word. Please read Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and verse 24. We need a heart to know his Lord and to be his people, according to prophets like Jeremiah in chapter 24 and verse 7. This is accomplished by understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, Ephesians 5, verse 17. Drilling Bible basics will help us get on the right path and stay on the right path. You see, knowledge is of little value if you don't know how to apply it. But you can't apply what you don't know. And so, first of all, we need to know it. We need to know that it's true. We need to know that it's accurate. And then we need to know how to apply it and the basic principles of those truths in our lives in order to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we are commanded to in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 18. All of it is a process. It is a lifelong process as we mature in Christ and as we grow in faith, as we grow in maturity and we get out of the babe state. And we not only are we to deal with the milk of the word, but we've come to understand the meat of the word and to be able to discern between what's right and what's wrong. That's what we read in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 through 14. So we hope that you'll tune in again next week, and we'll begin looking at the subjects that I just mentioned with the beginning of looking at the kingdom of God. We hope that you'll tune in to these lessons, and we hope that they will strengthen your faith and resolve you to grow in Christ Jesus, that you might be a faithful servant of God.